we're making the case for and against USC quarterback Sam Darnold. Here are three reasons why Sam Darnold makes sense for the Browns. Number one, he knows how to turn a franchise around. When Darnold was named starter midway through his freshman year, the Trojans promptly went on a 9-game winning streak, which culminated with a big-time breakout performance against Penn State in the Rose Bowl. The following year, the Trojans were back in the Pac-12 championship, where Darnold led them to a big victory over Stanford. As a starter, he finished his career 20-4. Number two, he has poise in the pocket that separates him from the rest of this year's quarterbacks. His offensive line admittedly was not the best, but Darnold made the most of it, going through his progressions and often making throws to his second or third reads. Those are the kind of throws he'll have to make in the NFL. Number three, he's handled the buildup to the draft like an absolute pro. He knows if he comes to Cleveland, he might not be the starter right away, and he's okay with that. His time will come, and he has that face of the franchise look that the Browns might just want when he's ready to become the starter. And now, three reasons why the Browns should do anything but take Sam Darnold. Number one, his release is a little weird. Over the past few months, Darnold has worked with quarterback coach Jordan Palmer to fix some of his mechanical problems. What's remained the same, though, is his release, which is a little bit elongated and loopy and can make throws a little bit more difficult than they need to be. That would just be one more hurdle he'll have to overcome before he's ready to start in the NFL. Number two, turnovers were a big problem for Darnold this past season. It wasn't just interceptions either, where he had 6 in his first 3 games and finished with 13. He also fumbled the ball 9 times, combining for 22 total turnovers. After the season the Browns just had, where they led the league in interceptions, that's the last thing this team needs. And number three, Darnold might not be the most ready quarterback in this year's class. At just 20 years old, he has a lot of learning and developing to do. And though the Browns are pretty stable at quarterback with Tyrod Taylor and Drew Stanton, crazy things can happen, and Darnold might be thrown to the wolves right away if he's chosen by the Browns. Will he be ready for that test? That remains to be seen, but odds are there are other quarterbacks who would be more ready for the challenge in 2018. Are the Browns ready to turn in the card for Sam Darnold? That remains to be seen, but we'll find out very soon when they're on the clock with the number one pick in the NFL draft.